Hi, and welcome to Be Still and Know with me, Dr. Micah Jazz. Love requires commitment. The way we express this in its deepest human form is through proposal of marriage. There is nothing that brings a group alive more than being present when love is professed and a proposal is made within a public space. We, the crowd who by chance observe this event, know nothing of the couple, yet our hearts join with them in their moment of excitement and joy. The guarantor of such a proposal is a ring, now worn exclusively on a finger, revealing a commitment has been made. God invites us to make a response to a proposal of the deepest love that can ever be known. When we accept, we too receive a sign of that commitment, the Holy Spirit, the guarantor of God's promise to each one of us. Now, commitment carries with it obligations. There are exclusive benefits, yet equally, there are exclusive demands. Anyone who's entered into a committed relationship, such as marriage, will have discovered that such demands can prove difficult. It often feels easier to walk away or avoid such commitments than to work them through. Too often, such commitments feel like they are a restraint and not an encouragement to my flourishing as an individual. In such moments, I must take time to consider both my options and the consequences of any decision I take. Remarkably, outrageous love, as modeled by God, allows me to live as I choose. It never constrains my freedom of action. Yet it is my actions that will inevitably determine the depth of my experience of God's love. Love is never intended to be a transactional relationship. I'm not invited to negotiate its terms. Historically, marriage vows required I commit ahead of time to remain true, despite financial hardship, ill health, or times of difficulty. They were made with a promise to continue to explore what love and care look like through every phase and experience of the marriage adventure. Of course, we know things go wrong. Yet I'd like to think there are always creative ways to work things out, more than are sometimes allowed for. And of course, I equally recognize that this lies within the gift of two people working together and can never lie within the gift and desire of just one. Yet as we gaze upon the love relationship we enjoy with God, God never abandons the commitment offered to us. We too often waver and break that commitment. God always stands ready to receive us back. My own learning has been that rather than living like a yo-yo, drifting away from and then returning to God, as if that's my inbuilt purpose, I can consider the nature of God's outrageous love and seek to discover how I might imitate it through my own life. As we enter into the God space today, how well is your commitment to God growing? Are you discovering the benefits of cherishing and caring for this relationship? God always has your best interests at heart. Are you able to place your full confidence in God's outrageous love? Amen. All relationships are a struggle. It pits my own sense of my best against my willingness to love and cherish. Please do write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk, with any of your questions and insights. I'd love to correspond with you, and I will write back in confidence just as soon as I can. And also visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Join our growing Voice of Hope family to follow along with these daily meditations at home. And also join me this Sunday for Premier Life, where we're going to lift up God's word in praise, in prayer, and through one of your own wonderful testimonies. But for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.